This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, Sunday night edition. And tonight here with you, filling in for Brian and Stephanie, is myself, Johnson.
Danica.
And me, filling as me.
Mark. But you're here all the time. I mean, you're not special.
No.
You're like, no.
He's special, just like everybody else.
So, I want to talk about a little bit here, shopping with Free Talk Live. If you want to get yourself something on, for example, Amazon or Newegg or
Walmart,
that's right. Now, Walmart, if you're going to be shopping at one of those particular vendors, you can donate money to Free Talk Live without donating any money. All you have to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com and click on one of those affiliate links, and essentially Walmart or Amazon or Newegg will donate a part of whatever you buy to Free Talk Live for you. So it doesn't cost you anything, and Free Talk Live makes out. So go to shop.freetalklive next time you're shopping one of these wonderful vendors, and you will help us out. So we've been talking a little bit here about Israel. We've been talking about sugar taxes, and I have a little bit more that I'd like to talk about in regards to Israel. Some other things have happened there recently. Apparently, some Jews were fined for singing a song called Ani Mamin. I think I might be...
No, you've got it wrong. Go ahead.
But how do you know I've got it wrong?
No, because there's no way to get something like this right. Did you hear how the last caller, Raphael, pronounced Hamas?
Well, if there's a CH, I would know to do the Ha sound. Okay. You know, hello. You know, but I don't know if it's... I think it's Mamin. M-A-A-M-I-N. Maybe
doesn't
Mamin.
Matter. Just give your best shot at
so,
it.
So, anyway, Garth... You know, it's like Ian. It's like if something's said in it's Spanish, I have to say it ridiculously over the top because I'm filling in for the first chair tonight. So, well, guards at a memorial site shouted at B'nai Akiva, a group from Australia and South Africa, and then fined them $350. Guards at the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp memorial site shouted at Jews who sang Ani Mamin, a song based on lines from Rambam, Maimonides, just ridiculous, which was known as the hymn of the camps during a visit to the camp, and then fined their guide 1,000 zloty, or about $350. So says the guide, Rabbi Rafai Ostroff, who is also the head of the Etzion Block Religious Council. Ani Mamin has several tunes, one of which was composed by the Hasidic rabbi in the cattle cars en route to Nazi concentration camps. The song was then adopted by other Jewish prisoners and became known as the Hymn of the Camps. So the rabbi has written, Dear friends, and he wrote this on Facebook, Friday, yesterday, I am leading a group of B'nai Akiva from Australia and South Africa. As usual, the group sings holy songs of prayer during the visit. This time, the guards at the camp hounded us all the time, shouting at us not to sing. Even in the gas chamber of Auschwitz I, the guard came up to me and shouted at me, Tell them immediately to shut up. We then went to Birkenau in a secluded part of the camp. The boys spontaneously started singing Ani Mamin. This was the song that the prisoners sang on the way to be murdered there. A guard drove after us with his car and demanded that they be silent. I told him that I don't have control over this as they are singing from their hearts. He then threatened to arrest me and called the police. In my group, there were a few boys whose grandparents were prisoners.
I don't understand.
Right.
Who are these guards? These are German guards of the Auschwitz that kind of, when you say guards, I suppose, like, you know, they're park rangers,
the
equivalent of park rangers, and they don't want people singing at all, or specifically this Anima Mi song, and why don't they want them to sing it? Do we have any clue?
I think it's going to get into more details, but I think what's going on, and this is just my long shot guess, and maybe there are other folks out there who have more information, you can give us a call, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, but I believe that what's going on here is that this is, there's a law in Germany that says specifically, and I think that there are maybe a few other areas that, around there that have this law, that essentially you can't mention anything with relation to the Holocaust. It's like verboten to even talk about it for the most part. So I'm wondering if this doesn't fall under that. I mean, it is at Auschwitz, so that seems...
You'd think...
Really strange.
Yeah, it seems very odd. You'd think that people would be able to refer to this. I mean, this is going to be a big trip for a lot of people. Their parents or their grandparents were killed there, or they may have been housed there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're suspiciously silent here, Danica. Haven't you been to Israel? I mean, don't you know a little bit about this?
No, I went there twice, but I mean, a lot of it was just I was there visiting friends, and I... Ironically, when I went there, there wasn't really a whole lot of this drama that was going on. I went in, 2007 and then 2008. So, I mean, there was still obviously an uneasiness going on, but not certainly to this extent.
Right. And obviously, you know, I guess in Israel, too, you wouldn't have this sort of...
No, in Israel, this would be perfectly fine.
Right. So, okay, to continue the story, in my group, he opted to pay the fine, as they were threatened with 24 hours of imprisonment or paying that $350 fine. So they opted to pay the fine as it was 2 hours before Shabbat. It was totally unacceptable. The camp administration treats Jewish groups as if we are tourists to the site like any other group. They have to be considerate and compassionate to Jewish groups. We are not visiting there out of curiosity. It is a journey to the depths of our souls. If the camp administration does not understand this, then they are incompetent to rule of this sacred site. The next rule will be that we are not allowed to carry Israeli flags, as it might offend someone. I demand a formal apology from the camp administration and the refund of the fine that I had to pay. Program coordinator for the B'nai Akiva trip, Michael Rainsbury, gave his own version of events. My account of an incident that took place at the Auschwitz-Birkenau on Friday with Rav Rafi Ostroff on the World B'nai Akiva Hashrat MTA boys trip to Poland. After the tour of the site, we marched out singing Ani Ma'amin. They spelled it differently here, so Ani Ma'amin, with pride in waving our Israeli flags. Unfortunately, at this point, as well as twice previously in Auschwitz, we were ordered to not sing by the security personnel at Birkenau, despite it being an established practice for Jewish groups. The group felt a strong sense of pride and duty to sing the same song Jews sang on the way to their deaths and continued to sing. Security refused to let the matter go and persisted in stopping us singing, despite us calmly explaining to them our reasons for doing so. They then called the police, who arrested our guide, Rav Rafi Ostroff, for breaking the rules of the site. Rather than being in custody for Shabbat, we paid a fine and left for Shabbat. At all times throughout the situation, we kept the group removed from the incident, and no one was placed in a dangerous situation.
They've got an amazing little singing tax going on at these, old concentration camps.
To their credit, they remained dignified throughout the incidents, merely continuing to sing with pride. We have already started making representations to ensure that we receive our money back. The site apologizes for the behavior of their staff and that this will not happen to another Jewish group again. So I guess it does not go into any more details, and I apologize for that. You know, I just thought it was really interesting that the guards there are behaving, you know, in a way to shut this kind of thing down at Auschwitz. You know, like, that's...
It seems very bizarre.
It seems like it would be so obvious that this is an unacceptable way to handle the situation. It would seem that way.
Right.
It's really bizarre. I'm very surprised at this. I would be interested in the other side of the story as to why they can't have singing at their particular, you know, because this is just a blog post or something. This isn't this doesn't even pass for journalism other than this occurred.
Right. I'm wondering if they just don't want to make it seem like that they're siding with Israelis. They probably want to keep it neutral.
I don't know. I mean, what's the other side on this one? The other side? Well, we should have gassed him. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Well, there's no other side. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Do you have any thoughts? Do you want to call in? Let us know. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is the Sunday Night Edition of Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. And we're here taking your calls, and we will be doing so all night. We're right now talking about Israel, and we are talking about the sugar tax in Connecticut.
You can go and get the new blockchain.info app for your phone. So the old app still works, of course, but they have a new and improved app out. It's everybody who has used it claims it's a lot better. Actually, it's now available for iPhone. Is that right, Johnson?
Yeah, it's fantastic, actually. I was one of the early people who got it before it got banned from the Apple Store, and I got the automatic update when they finally got back into the iOS Store, so I was very pleasantly surprised. I heard about it before the news even kind of got out, because it just was there on my phone. I was very happy.
My version of iOS is my version of Android is so old that I can't get the new one, but most people can. Most people that don't have phones.
You can't update your phone? Is it just one of those phones that won't update or something?
I have no clue. But you can go to blockchain.com to get the new app, and it is supposed to be really awesome. And if you need a Bitcoin wallet, blockchain.info is the place to do that. And you can use it through the app on your phone or through your laptop or desktop or whatever, all the different ways. I just used it today, and it's amazing to be able to interact in that fashion. Blockchain.com.
Now, I've had an Android phone, never had an iPhone, but I remember when they first issued out that they were no longer going to be supporting the blockchain app on the Apple Store. Was there a reason that they finally decided to bring it back? Can you tell me about that?
Apple released the ban on Bitcoin apps is essentially what happened.
They just finally said, okay, I mean, Bitcoin's not so bad.
I'm sure they got a lot of pressure and really.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, they were just being anti-competitive. They were being jerks. Apple was like, well, we don't want to have an alternative payment system because we're trying to build our own payment system. And we want everybody to pay us and take a cut and take profits. You know, it's kind of essentially the way a lot of these other payment processors and people with money systems, they don't want competition. So they're trying to keep Bitcoin out of the market, and they're getting too much pressure, and Bitcoin keeps growing, and people want to use Bitcoin, so they can't really keep blocking it like that. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, that is awesome.
And you know, it's great when people are out there and putting lots of pressure on organizations when organizations do kind of shady things, and that brings me to our caller, Tom, who wants to talk to us about the Market Basket protests. Tom, are you there? Am I doing something wrong? It's amateur hour tonight with me, so yeah. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Now, the thing I wanted to bring up, they're going to have this job fair. Okay, now picture yourself, you're working at the competing supermarket, okay? And recently, let's say some time ago, you got your paycheck and a nice tidy little bonus because the store did 8% better than the same time period a year ago. And so they do this little profit-sharing bonus, and they give you this extra money there because you're such good workers, your store did 8% more in sales than the same time period a year ago. Okay, well, imagine the bonuses that they stand to get when the store is getting four times as much business as it did. That's a 300% increase over a year ago. Okay, and now,
because the sales have been so bad over the last month at Market Basket, you're claiming that next year the sales are going to be significantly better?
No, I'm talking about at the competitor. The sales are soaring because everybody's boycotting Market Basket. They're stampeding over to the competitors.
Yeah.
And the competitors' employees would stand to reason that they would be in line for some very lucrative bonuses if they stay with the competitors.
Do they get bonuses at other grocery stores? Because I know Market Basket gives them.
I don't know what they've got for bonus situations at the different supermarkets, but if it's like I'm describing, then Market Basket is not going to have much luck trying to lure them away by offering another dollar an hour higher hourly rate.
Right. And the other competitors right now are also hiring because they need more staff to deal with the overage. So, like, I've seen, you know, grocery stores in the area are hiring like crazy.
They're hiring. They're bringing people in from other stores outside the Market Basket area. They're doing everything because they want to keep these people coming in. So Market Basket is not going to be able to hire a whole lot of qualified people like cake decorators. I mean, there's skills and produce. That's a skill that you can't just learn in a few days, and like what temperatures to keep all the different stuff at and how to handle all the different ones and how to tell when they're bad and everything else. That's why they were able to pretty much shut down the produce warehouse, because you got to have people who know how to run the place, and the people who knew how to run the place walk off the job and said, bring back Arthur T and we'll go back to work. And, you know, so that's how that happened.
How close are they to getting that solved, Tom? I mean, I it seems like a no-brainer at this point. The
right.
board has been, I mean, they're driving this chain into the ground.
There's definitely some pride and ego or something.
There's a lot.
Oh, yeah,
of it.
For sure. I mean, it boils down to a sibling rivalry. Actually, not really sibling.
Cousins, but cousins. I think the capitalists who went to business school and learned how to run a standard business are going to realize, like the Grinch, you know, like maybe Market Basket is not your typical store. Maybe Market Basket is a little bit more, you know, so I'm going to leave you with that.
That's what I think.
Thank you very much for the call, Tom. So, I mean, what do you guys think about this? Do you think that this boycott of Market Basket has lasted long enough? I mean, are they going to be able to bounce back from this? A lot of people are speculating that Market Basket is not going to be able to recover, even if RIT does get back in, and that we could basically kiss Market Basket goodbye.
No, I think that Market Basket will come back if they get Arthur T back in.
I agree completely. There's numerous companies bigger than Market Basket even that have had consecutive years of losses and has still been able to maintain in business.
Well, the reason is Market Basket really is a better grocery store.
Right.
And it's about location. I don't go there because it's too, you know, it's just out of my way to go
right.
there. But it's a better grocery store.
I practically live in Market Basket.
Well, and so when people get their way, when the boycotters get their way, they'll be back. And there's been a lot of publicity for Market Basket over this, so they'll probably drag in an extra few people, would be my guess.
Yeah, I think the publicity here has been huge. So
absolutely.
I think,
but it's only good publicity if Arthur T gets back
right,
in.
Right, exactly.
Because otherwise it just looks like a petulant fit
yeah.
by the board here.
Yep.
I wish there was more news about it. You know, all we know is that he did offer to buy it, and they're still talking about it.
There's some video. I've seen some video of Arthur S., and he just looks like an angry, angry man. So, you know, I'm hoping that we can, that they can figure that out. I'm hoping that RDT does get back in. I want to see Market Basket survive. I want to see Market Basket thrive. If you have any thoughts about Market Basket, or if you have any thoughts about what's going on in Auschwitz, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're looking forward to talking to you. This is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Here with you tonight, it is Johnson.
And Annika.
And Mark.
And we are talking about all sorts of things we've got. We're talking about what's going on in Auschwitz, where they've been banning them from singing. We've been talking about attacks on fat people, or soda, or something like that. And we are talking to you and taking your calls. But first, Mark, I think you were talking to us about, you said something about these survival camps and, these death camps and, you know, something about people being gassed. And I think if you don't want that to happen, you want to survive, right?
I'm not sure the Survival Training School of California is going to really do anything about
it. I think it would. If you need to get out of Dodge and you know that the SHTF is going on in the cities and the urban areas, and you know that they're breaking and looting stores and you need to get out of there in a hurry, the woods are going to be the best place for you to go.
I guess you're right. I'll
like
retract
that movie, right? I mean, there's a movie where the Jews hid in the woods, actually. There's I can't remember the name of the movie.
I don't know it either, but
it
starred
the James Bond, the guy who played the most recent James Bond. He was actually Daniel Craig was in this movie, and the Jews took to the woods. I can't remember the name.
There's only like three James Bond movies he's been on.
It wasn't a James Bond movie.
Oh.
was a movie about the
Jews taking to the woods.
Taking to the woods and fighting against the Germans.
Well, I'm not going to say that everybody needs survival training, but I can tell you that every year, lots of people do need survival training. You may end up being one of them. Plus, this is kind of a really fun vacation, I would think, rather than just sort of going and, lounging about. You get a real chance to put yourself under some pressure, see how you perform. I think that it could be a lot of fun for a lot of people. And survival schools, they're not all the same. They're not all the same by a long shot. The Survival Training School of California has trained military individuals from three branches of service. As a matter of fact, coming from the United States Marine Corps here, J.J. Carroll Jr. says the instruction during your course was extraordinary. You exceeded all expectations as a survival instructor. Your steadfast ability to perform your duties as an instructor has been truly an asset to the training center and earned you the respect of the Marines. And, I mean, it's pretty awesome, this commendation that he's gotten. They've taught folks from Joshua Tree National Park, U.S. Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center Survival Instructors, U.S. Navy Search and Rescue, the U.S. Air Force, Stanford University. Just amazing the amount of folks. They've been featured in all kinds of news. And I want you to understand, wherever you go, you're not going to get the training that you would get from the Survival Training School of California. Check out their pocket knife only field training that they've got going on coming up here in the near future. Just go to californiasurvivaltraining.com. It's californiasurvivaltraining.com. Thomas Coyne is their lead instructor. His list of credentials is far longer than I can possibly read here on the air. But you can see some videos that he participated in, things on different news services, that kind of thing. You can give him a call. I'll give you the number here. It's californiasurvivaltraining.com, 805-503-8861, californiasurvivaltraining.com, 805-503-8861.
I remember the name of that movie that I was talking about there, where the Jews take to the woods there. It was Defiance with Daniel Craig and Liv Schreiber.
Oh, okay.
So if you remember that, and it was Eastern Europe, they escape into, Belarusian forests there that they go in the woods and they have to survive, and it's a pretty intense film. But since we're talking about that sort of thing, and we're talking about what's going on, in Auschwitz right now, we have a call. Let's go to Deb, who is calling us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dana. Dana, are you there?
Dana, can you hear me?
Can you hear? Dana, are you there?
Put her on hold.
Okay. I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong here or if what's going on, but hopefully we'll get that resolved. In the meantime, I have another story that we were going to talk about here. If you recall, there were some white flags that
were hung from the Brooklyn Bridge, right?
That's correct.
But they were white American flags.
They were like bleached American flags.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what it was like.
It was like completely, you could still kind of see that there were stars and stripes on the flags, but they had been completely bleached.
Yeah, they looked like they were bleached by the sun, but maybe they were, artificially done.
I don't know how those could have been that bleached. Those were extremely, there was no color whatsoever in these flags. So a man has claimed that he's behind these flags, and it happens to be a marijuana activist who goes by the name Reverend Bud Green.
Bud Green.
I believe I've heard of Bud Green before, but he has claimed responsibility for the idea of placing two giant American flags on the Brooklyn Bridge with, I guess it says with white ones. I don't know how the article is written a little strangely. So Green reportedly told the paper on Thursday that he planned to put up more flags later, but his plan was thwarted when security was increased on the bridge. Police previously said that four or five people climbed the bridge's two towers. Of course, they're just making stuff up. In the early hours of July 22nd, and placed the two American flags, which appeared to be whitewashed or faded versions. The operation involved disabling a pair of spotlights and appeared to have been carefully planned. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio called the security breach at the bridge a wake-up call, and that he was absolutely concerned. With rights, because those could have as easily been explosive devices or something of that nature, Which, nope. This security is all theater, In case you haven't figured that out yet, this any of the security around any of anything is all nonsense because at any time they could just switch tactics and go destroy something else.
Well, that's the difficulty of security generally.
Right.
I think that people like to believe that it's that things are secure.
They're keeping us safe.
And every once in a while, these policing organizations, these security organizations, manage to catch somebody doing something.
Roughly 3,500 Americans died in 9/11, and since that time, roughly 5,000 have been killed by police, something like that, right?
Indeed.
They're keeping you safe with their guns and their bullets through your brains.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's convincing to people. When I see... Because, obviously, the 3,500 people on 9/11,
they're innocent. And the 3,500 other people are innocent. Dirty criminals, obviously.
I think that some people might think that.
Because they got pulled over.
Some people might think that,
right.
That you have to sort of tell them about individual stories to drive it home. I don't know.
Have they not even included how many dogs have been killed?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that's well over 5,000. New York Police Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence John Miller said at the time that the police did not believe the incident was connected to any terror threat. Green reportedly told the New York Daily News that he is the founder of a pro-marijuana and anti-government organization dubbed the POT Party, which stands for, as this is this is good, People Opposing Tyranny. According to, I like this, POT Party, according to the paper, Green said he came up with the idea of swapping the flags, but he did not actually put the plan into effect. Instead, he reportedly said the men who did the deed are professionals who he does not know by name. Okay, so maybe four or five people did climb the towers, so maybe the police aren't just making stuff up as I thought. American flags fly above the pillars year-round and are replaced by the Department of Transportation workers when they become frayed, police said. They are lit from the bottom by a lamp at the base of each tower at night. Miller said that as of around 8:30 p.m. on July 21st, the American flags were still flying on the Brooklyn and Manhattan towers of the bridge, but around 5:30 a.m. the next day, construction workers noticed the white flags had taken their place. Surveillance video revealed that around 3:10 a.m., several people were seen crossing the bridge, four or five of them in a group. Several minutes later, the light that normally illuminates the American flag on the Brooklyn side of the bridge flickered and went out, Miller said. About 12 minutes after that, the light on the Manhattan side of the bridge also went out. When members of emergency services unit went to the top of the bridge later that morning to document the scene, they found two 20-foot by 11 flags on each tower, which appeared to be American flags with stars and stripes that had been bleached white. If you have any comments about this, give us a call, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. This is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works. It's hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. And here with you tonight, it is Johnson,
Danica,
and Mark.
And if you want to hear a show that's not necessarily Amateur Hour, you can always go to our archives, where you can hear how, you know, all the past shows that I've been on and how long I've been with Free Talk Live and how weird and inexcusable it is for me to be as bad at doing this as I am. So you can go to archives.freetalklive.com.
We were doing Free Talk Live at your house. In 2003.
Yes, exactly. Before podcasting even existed.
Right. Well, podcasting is it's a program that delivers audio from one place to another, essentially. So MP3 files certainly existed, and Free Talk Live was doing that long before podcasting existed, but we were able to get on that sort of podcasting.
Although you could barely call that a house. It's more like an apartment that was a pit of filth, is what that was. It was sort of like the rat's nest den of
scum
and villainy.
Young people.
That place was awful. But we are here taking your calls tonight, and we've been talking about this banning on singing that's been going on in Auschwitz. And so let's try, you know, my amateurness, try to actually answer a call here again, and we will talk to Dana in Michigan. Dana, are you there?
Success! I can't believe it!
Yay!
Thank you, Johnson. I told your call screener, I said, and you guys want all of us to relocate to New Hampshire? Are you kidding me? If you can't pick up a phone?
Well, it's kind of a special phone system. It's all computers, and there's all sorts of blinking lights and weirdness. It's not a normal phone.
Not all of us are that incompetent, trust me.
And I'm familiar with that. But anyway, for some seriousness. I did not personally, there are many death camps, but I did not personally visit Auschwitz, but two of my immediate family members did. When they came back, they gave an account that you were almost there. But of course, when it's certain things you have in life, they must be experienced, and no retelling or recounting is ever going to give you that exact feeling. But this is what I was told. You know how you don't, You don't let your children run around on the grass at grave sites, you know, in the cemeteries. And adults shouldn't be walking over graves. You should be walking in between them. But yet, right. when there's a group burying someone, if they quietly within the group recite the Our Father, that's acceptable. But then there are other places of death that because of how the people died, unlike a grave site, which an Our Father, if you're Catholic, you know, Our Father, Hail Mary, whatever, is appropriate, you know, quietly. But there are places like Auschwitz, any of the death camps, you know, since the beginning of time where horrific atrocities have taken place. You know, another place was 9/11. This same two immediate family members went to 9/11. And I think, and I mean, and this is not knocking the Jews. If anybody has a right to pray or sing or do anything, there are people, siblings still alive. That didn't happen that long ago. That right. lost their siblings, parents, and grandparents there. And so if anybody has a right, they should. But this is what my two immediate family members shared with our family. There is such a reverence there that even Jews that are there cry into their white linen hankies or into a Kleenex silently. It is so painful. And my family is not Jewish. We are Eastern European, and I am personally only second generation in this country. But and some of those death camps were in the country that I came from, not by my people, but by the Germans, run by the Germans. And I am not of German descent, and I'm not knocking people of German descent. That was a whole different time and a whole different generation. But there is such a reverence there, just like at the 9/11 site. You don't break out in prayer. You go, oh, another place, the war memorials in Washington. You know, those poor veterans, few that are left, a few thousands of World War II, you know, or you quietly go up and put a piece of paper down with a lead pencil and, you know, run it over to get the name of your
loved one. Yeah, doing like an etching.
Exactly, but you don't hear people out loud singing even prayers of reverence, you know, God.
Someone sent us a translation, Jaina, of this song. So I guess the translation of this whole song, Ma'amin, is, I believe with the complete faith in the coming of the Messiah, in the coming of the Messiah, I believe. I guess that's essentially the translation of the whole song. So it sounds very similar to like what you're saying with the daily bread, but the...
Right, the
Catholic
reverence,
prayer,
the holiness.
Yeah, reverence.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I'm not arguing. That's why I started off my sentence with nobody but the Jews have more right to, and you know they wouldn't be going there. Those are their people. They're not going to be singing songs of joy, you know, because most people.
Yeah, no, of course not.
You know, death.
Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you so much.
You're going home to see your maker. But I mean, no, I'm not saying that or insinuating that. But the thing is, I think they want to keep peace because it's such a reverential. Remember what I said? It's the way that they died, and they want to give. The utmost respect to, you know, those that are dead. And
I think it's touchy.
Why.
And I think that people, like,
my,
you know.
I'm going to just tell you, my family members, I'm sorry to interrupt. I want you to know this. They said you could hear a pin drop. They said it was eerie. It was horrible. People who were nothing of Jewish descent or Eastern European or Middle Eastern, they were crying openly. Men
Let me ask you
women.
One question, Dana, and then we've got to go. But one question that I want to ask you is, do you think that these guards then felt like that's what they were enforcing, is that they felt that they were helping to enforce a sense of reverence and a sense of sort of austerity at this at these camps? Do you feel like the guards felt justified in keeping the silence?
I don't know if they felt justified. I can't say what their intent was, but that might have been what they were instructed to do based on what my brother and sister-in-law's experience was. But why didn't they just say that to them?
Yeah.
What was the need for threat of jail?
Right, absolutely. Threats and fines and all that.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. But thank you so much for your call tonight, Dana.
You're welcome.
And have a wonderful night.
Sorry. But really, that's all the government has is fines and jail. I mean, what else are they going to threaten them with? That's what governments have, exactly. Fines and jails. And you don't pay the fine, you go to jail. It's jails.
So we've definitely got a lot of calls here on the line, Mark. And, we've got someone here who's calling in specifically to ask you a question. That's James from Arizona. So, James, are you there?
Wait. Reminds me of Life is Beautiful. But I almost forgot enough my question to Mark. A comedian had a comedy scene in Auschwitz. It was very funny, but he was Jewish, so he was entitled to make a joke out of it. The movie lives up to the 5 stars. I think it won Best Picture. Anyway, about 15 years ago. Anyway, Mark, I'm still tripping about how you had this most important point about how Switzerland has never been attacked by Hamas, Hezbollah, or any political organization of a certain religiosity and of the full extreme. Switzerland was never invaded by, was the only country in Europe that wasn't, was also not ever invaded by Germany. Just like the reason Germans, Jewish people assimilated just very well in Germany. And you can still see gravestones with Stein and Witt right next to each other on the same gravestone that weren't desecrated. My point is, at the same time that all that crap was going down in the 30s, the people in Palestine today, their ancestors were rooting for the Germans in all over Europe, and they wished that Auschwitz had never been closed until they achieved the final solution. That's all I got for you. Those are the only thoughts I have for you tonight, except for the question for Johnson real quick.
Wait a second. I want to address that. I thought that the animosity in the whole Israel-Palestinian area didn't really come to a head until after World War II. I didn't.
No, my point is the Palestinians that were there before World War II didn't like the Jews that were there before World War II, and certainly didn't like the Jews that came in after World War II, and certainly didn't. It only compounded their dislike.
Jews have gotten along in Muslim countries for a long time, and things have been sort of fine.
I know that. Their leadership is the problem. Hamas, Hezbollah.
But Hamas is new.
Political organizations you call them, they're the problem. Not the Palestinians, but I'm just saying that the Jews assimilated just fine with people that didn't want to kill them. So I was going to ask Johnson,
yeah,
here's a food for thought. If Israel announced today they were going to lay down all their arms, throw them into the Mediterranean, so to speak, what would you think would happen? And if the Palestinians said they were going to lay down all their arms today and throw them into the Mediterranean, what do you think would happen?
Yeah, I think right now either side would annihilate one another. It's pretty clear.
I don't believe the Jews would do that. No, I don't believe the Jews would do that.
We'll see.
I believe they'd have
who knows what'll happen.
I believe we'd have peace in our time in the Middle East.
Thank you for your thoughts.
With you,
Johnson. Hopefully. I certainly hope that we have peace in the Middle East. If you have any more thoughts on this, give us a call, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.